Blog Talk Radio.
They say, no, son. Yes, son. Yeah, we here in the New York state of mind. Let's get it on. We gonna have a good time tonight. It is my birthday special party. I told y'all, I don't care who hang out, who listening on the podcast. Y'all, we gonna do this because we miss Sunday because we gotta do traveling. And we gonna miss another Sunday because we gotta do traveling. And so we trying to get it in between, but this is a perfect night and we will enjoy this. So I feel so good about what's happening. Because, unfortunately, a lot of people like to contradict people because they so looking forward to celebrityhood, celebrityship. And I'm going to say a special shout out because I felt like one day, because that's what, I guess it's a good feeling to feel like a celebrity. And today I felt like one. Much love to all you who on Facebook. Much love to B-Lo Buffalo. Love y'all. So many people out around the country. Appreciate y'all shouting in on me. Appreciate the love because, you know, sometimes you don't get enough love. You know how that works. So we're going to make it happen tonight. Appreciate all you out there listening. And again, I know this ain't our normal Sunday, but we had to throw one in there. We had to throw a curveball. I know baseball on and everything else is on. Football on right now. And I don't even watch it because guess what? My team took care of business last Sunday. So we love y'all for all that. We're going to keep it moving. But we got to have a special, special. Those of you listening, y'all about to get it. Air full of facts. That validates most of you who've been listening to us for this period of time. Because we've pretty much, especially you old schoolers, know we've been kicking it like this for a long time. And guess what? It's coming to fruition. Now, how do we take words that you say? Because that's like prophesizing. See, prophesizing means when you actually have something that comes to fruition during a time or period of history. And some people just be saying stuff, it never comes to fruition. But some of these things, even frightens myself, I'm like, wow, such clarity. You know, you born in the land of October. See, 8 is a powerful number. Because that's really the month of October. And I want you to know that we deal, those of you on this program, we ain't stopping it. We deal in esoteric cult information that is not disseminated amongst the masses, unfortunately. And because history is tainted in the occult, they will never get a factual rendition of history. Won't happen. So we do what we can to make things like this happen. Now, let's get it on. Those of you listening, please try to get back onto the lines. I know it ain't blowing up tonight. It's Thursday night, but we're going to make it happen like we said. If this is going to be one of them programs, they're going to replay and say, man, did we miss one? Now, in saying all that, have y'all noticed that everything we said about immigration is coming to fruition? We said the black folks could not be in their right mind when they thought they was going to be for sanctuary cities. I'm sitting in one now, and they ain't happy at all. So something ain't right. Something ain't right with the sanctuary city construct. Because everybody ain't with it no more. I mean, especially when you can't go to no other country without your passport. Now, that should be a wake-up call to everybody right there. Now, we still got a lot of waking up to because the mindset is just like we are today. Try to remember things that we did through life. You want to have a rendition of what you did and go play by play what you might have should have did. That's what this historical data going to show. They ain't playing. They coming straight at you with the facts. And the facts meaning that they come straight at you with their agenda. The agenda was set a long time ago. It said that open borders. What did y'all think that mean? Now, all of our people who in Black America, I'm just leaving it like that to make it general, in Black America know that sanctuary cities had to be a problem for somebody. Now we got Chicago going berserk, New York, all these states that was okay with the sanctuary cities because you was told you wanted open border. That's what you voted for. Those of you who did vote, don't vote. We ain't going to debate that tonight. We all know that psychologically people have voted for the agenda regardless if you pulled a lever or not. The agenda is psychological. The agenda is psychological, plain and simple. You don't have to go into a voting booth to go along with the agenda. The agenda is psychological. As long as you are participating, as all we do, we have to understand that it does not mean that left. And so while all this is going on, sanctuary cities, then we forgot. We're going to hit some things today. Y'all going to be really shaking for those who are still listening. I forgot my way because, see, that's the way the mind works. Now, they can't get in their house. They're about to be all evicted. Think about that one, y'all. They're going to be all evicted. I mean, intimate domain actually works, obviously. We're going to get into that subject matter. Today we're going to be having fun. It's dry bone birthday. We're going to put the facts out and have a good time putting them out today. Unfortunately, that ain't the only thing. Now, you got the land of Libra 8. Did you notice that eight people, senators went against the House Speaker, first time ever in the history of this country / now corporation. Been one for a long time, but just to go with the premise. Now, if they could pull this off, eight now, we in the month of eight, because y'all think it's 10, but it's really eight. In the month of eight, eight senators did a Julius Caesar move against Brutus and them. Remember, y'all be, it's like a, it's a play off the story of Killer Caesar. I mean, this is some good Hollywood shit here. I mean, think about it. They picked this month, October, which is October Surprise, Harvest Moon, everything going on. That they got you to watch that, right? Because that's all you watch was that. You ain't know about the meeting they had in Cuba. See, they had a meeting in Cuba while this was going on. I wonder about that. I wonder if Miami News showed that. I wasn't there to see it, but I know this news ain't showed up here. So why? Then here comes some more unbelievable stuff. Those you've indicated, those you've been saying for years, all my brothers down in Florida down there saying about Trump. Do you know there is a rumor that he could be the Speaker of the House? Now, don't ask me how this can happen. I got to do the research on the Constitution a little bit more than I do right now, because that's the first time that would be, or is it? That's what we're going to find out. Could it be the first time, or is it? Nah, nothing's new under the helios, obviously. So isn't that strange? He's about to take over if, but they got other names out there. They got the brother from Florida, Byron. He a couple others has, but here it is. It all happened, so y'all know it. Just like Caesar, the Senate, the Democrats, who already avoided a shutdown. A shutdown would have been crucial to the election. That y'all had a heart attack. But you're already shutting down because strikes are all over the country, just like it's been prophesied to be. Just like it's been prophesied. I know this ain't no new stuff for some of you astute scholars out there listening, but those of you who don't know, this is nothing new. They had already predicted when the time comes, there's going to be a bunch of protests for labor. That's what they do. The party that you are under love labor. They claim they love labor, but the labor people seem to get rich at the oligarch situation, where the hierarchy gets rich, and you might have to, you know, bite the bullet on some things. But we're going to find out, because General Motors only lost a few $200 million. That ain't nothing to them right now. They can go a couple more months. Can you, is the question. And once that start up, there's going to be serious protests. So it's almost order out of chaos to the complete 10th power. Now, I ain't going to talk long because this is my birthday. I want to get here from y'all, but I got to put the fire, because, you know, we fire this up. You know, we firing it up already, Rick James style. So we know that this is going to be a hot show. See, one thing I can tell you is they playing on us. Now, think about it. It took eight. You in the eighth month. I know y'all think it's 10, but facts will matter. It's eight. And then they went and got Gates out of Florida, free territory, Seminole land. That's why I put all that on there so y'all know how we're going to roll tonight. Got together with 208 Democrats. Ain't that amazing? and ousted the speaker. So 208 and 8. I'll tell you, where is the number man when you need him? On Antoinette and Brother Eddie. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this Demetri ain't no joke. It's real. And goes on and do a Julius Caesar move. But here's the crazy part. The Democrats got him to do it to save the so-called shutdown. Because that's what they did. After averting the shutdown last week, remember that he went secretly and did a deal with them. The same people that he did the deal to get it so Biden wouldn't have a shutdown, because that'd be looking ugly, they went and gave him the Judas kiss. The Judas kiss. Not Jada kiss, Judas kiss. See, I know rap music goes. See how that fit in? Yeah, all that together. Yeah. And he gone. Now, isn't that strange? The Democrats should have went on his side. Wouldn't you think common sense would say, wouldn't you think that's what they would do? Wouldn't the Democrats say, no, he helped us. Man, they wouldn't have did a Julius Caesar move on his behind. Claudius and Brutus and shit. That's how I know people don't know history at all. They've forgotten history. It's all been warped, like warp speed. So today, on my B-Low Bay day, we're going to get it on. I'm waking my own self up on my day, because, you know, you can fall ill asleep like sleeping beauties. That's how deep this is. Then we're going to get a little bit later how black folks, isn't this amazing, y'all? Black folks are outraged now and going berserk, trying to sue Chicago. Brother Derek, I know you got to be happy. You've been saying that for how long? In the same area that Brother Derek been saying for all them times on these programs, that war woke up. Told you going to wake up. When you realize you are being played, you wake up like any other. You're going to wake up, plain and simple. But here's the key to you waking up. Is it made to be? Or is it, because there's an orchestration to this. Because being that propaganda, now I'm going to tell you something that nobody probably never told you. In 1922, the Russians provided, at that time, $300,000. In New York, of course, to spread communism propaganda amongst the Negroes. Now, I suggest y'all read some real books, like Communism, Common Sense, and the Negro. I mean, that should be a quick, easy read. Can't get no easier. Then the Negro Communist. Now, these books are out there. They won't be out there long if you can find them now. Luckily, we were smart enough to get them early in life. Right there should be a big wake-up call for you. Big wake-up call. Why would they spend, at think about 1922, $300,000? That's millions today. On propaganda strictly for the Negro. Now, right there, I got to say it one more time. Now, I'm going to start this party by letting you know. The stuff we've been saying on these shows, you know, other groups are now saying them, never was saying them. We did our research. I feel so good today. I have had white groups, I mean, never would play this, what I'm about to play. They haven't even played it. They just talk about it in publications, brought the man. I said, they're bringing it. They got to be listening. Got to be. So I just want you to know that it is a propaganda movement. And just like you didn't know that they had a meeting in Cuba. Guess what the meeting in Cuba is? Let me get that before I go there. I don't want to miss that for y'all. In Cuba today, yesterday. Damn, everything's on this October. The new communists, UN and the G77, wants the money. They want the New World Order to get them the money. So China made an alliance with 134 UN members. Government dictator, last month, at the General Assembly and demanded a stronger UN and wealth distribution. Now, Cuba just had the meeting with everybody there the other day. Everybody there. And they made it clear that they want the money. They want the U.S., the West, to give more technology. This is the UN General Antonio Guterres. Right there, they in Cuba just yesterday. Look it up. To set this all up. So we are really getting deep into this now. Now I'm going to play this clip for y'all because this will explain everything. And look, this is the same year. This is the same year this all happening. This guy comes out and gives this information.
Together, those two minority groups, properly maneuvered, could be used to create exactly the kind of strife in America the Illuminati would need to accomplish their objective. Thus, at the same time that Schiff and his co-conspirators were laying their plans for the entrapment of our money system, they were also perfecting plans to hit the unsuspecting American people with an explosive and terrifying racial upheaval that would tear the people into hate fractions and create chaos throughout the nation, especially on all college and university campuses, all protected by Earl Warren decisions and our so-called leaders in Washington. Of course, perfecting those plans require time and infinitely patient organizing. Now, to remove all doubts, I'll take a few moments to give you documentary proof of this racial strife plot. First of all, they had to create leaderships and organizations to draw in millions of dupes, both Jewish and Negroes, who would do the demonstrating and commit the rioting, looting, and lawlessness. So in 1909, Schiff, the laymans, and other conspirators organized and set up the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People, known as the NAACP. The presidents, directors, and legal counsels of the NAACP were always white men, Jews appointed by Schiff. And this is the case to this very day. Then, in 1913, the Schiff Group organized the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, commonly known as the ADL, to serve as the Gestapo and hatchet man outfit for the entire Great Conspiracy. Today, this sinister ADL maintains over 2,000 agencies in all parts of the country, and they advise and completely control every action of the NAACP, Corps, of the Urban League, of all the other so-called Negro civil rights organizations throughout the nation, including such leaders as Martin Lucifer King, Stokely Carmichael, Bayard Rustin, and others of that ilk. In addition, the ADL acquired absolute control of the advertising budgets of many department stores, hotel chains, and TV and radio industrialist sponsors, also advertising agencies, in order to control practically all the mass communications media and force every loyal newspaper to slant and falsify the news, and to further incite and at the same time create sympathy for the lawlessness and violence of the Negro mobs. Here is documentary proof of the beginning of their deliberate plot to foment the Negroes into all their lawlessness. Around 1910, one Israel Zangwill wrote a play entitled The Melting Pot. It was sheer propaganda to incite the Negroes and Jews because the play purportedly visualized how the American people were discriminating against and persecuting Jews and Negroes. At that time, nobody seemed to realize that it was a propaganda play. It was that cleverly written. The propaganda was well wrapped up in the truly great entertainment in the play, and it was a big Broadway hit. Now, in those years, the legendary Diamond Jim Brady used to throw a banquet at the famous Delmonico restaurant in New York after the opening performance of a popular play. He threw such a party for the cast of The Melting Pot, its author, producer, and chosen Broadway celebrities. By then, I'd already made a personal mark on the Broadway theater and was invited to that party.
Now, I can go on and on, but other people now have now starred the play. And this is in Canada. Hope Canada, you listening. I know you listening because ain't no way. Many of you won't even, you didn't, they won't play it, but I had it. They talked about it, but I got the whole transcript in the language of the person who said it, Myron Fagan. I want to thank some people back in the day who gave me this information. Thank y'all, bro. Some of y'all moved into Central Florida, and some of them was even white. They gave it to me back, and I won't name the area, but they know who I'm talking about. And I said to myself, my goodness, that can't be true back in the day. I said, nah, man, that's impossible. Let me tell y'all, that happened, y'all know it's the news. All of them mimic the same thing. That's why we play factual stuff. We don't play the news unless it gives the facts that we know ain't given properly. Only y'all can give it. That's why we call y'all the dry bones. And so we see that this was already well oiled. By now, it's a well-oiled machine. Did you know they just killed here in Brooklyn? I'm not in Brooklyn, but I'm near it. And did you know they just stabbed the Antifa leader, white dude, some dude who's 18 years old, just stabbed him while from a wedding. He dressed up. The girlfriend ain't, they got it on the news, full video. The girlfriend didn't even fight back. I said, man, I would get rid of it. If I lived, she be gone. That hoe be gone. How are you going to not help me? You see, if I'm stabbed, y'all should have wailed on that cat. Both of y'all should have wailed on him. But unfortunately, didn't happen. Now, why you think? Now, this is Antifa who was rioting. They got the riot. They got Black Lives Matter the riot. Steal, loot. Ain't that what he said they was going to do? They're going to get to go into a frenzy. And so today, I'm going to show y'all a lot of things today in these few short hours that I have. But I want to hear from y'all. I'm going to get you. I got my 9927. Y'all get me to come in here. We almost at the half hour mark. Yeah, we started at 9. Okay, good. I got 877. Those you want to hit on something, hit the number one button. It will light up. Y'all be able to get in there and fit in when you get in. But I got to play one more because I told you. We told you. We had a lot of jokes today about the phone going, the emergency broadcasting system. You know, everybody talk about the RNDA bloodline in your shot. Oh, you know, I told people, I said, you know, they know you. They know people aware. They ain't say that it ain't going to happen because you didn't happen today. A lot of this don't happen the day we say. It happened later on, but we keep faith that we see it going to happen. And what we tell everybody was they got this broadcasting thing going on. Well, they are going to try to use what Wes and all y'all used to say, sound. Sound. The sound can only activate those of you who have taken the shot. Now, I didn't make this up. This is all in alternative news all over the world, practically. You know, this is not no, oh, a few black folks got together on the internet. No, this is all over the world who scientists are saying that this is the case, that they can get brother Mike. I can't answer the phone right now, so if you can get in there, try to get in. I know the line might take you out. We are on the air, so you should be able to get it. Now, I'm not trying to get anybody to believe anything. Facts show that there is no testing whatsoever on the vaccine. Now, this is just their own studies themselves. The reason why I don't understand why people are not paying attention, I guess too much stuff bombarding them. But I'm going to tell you, we're not making this up. Something going on. And it ain't making much sense to some people. Like, you know, you got to wonder, well, what's really going on? Now, a lot of y'all don't have a lot of understanding to this because you don't look it up. They got you watching everything. Everything but the right thing. Today I got facts for you. I'm not going to talk I'm going to reiterate the facts for me talking, but the facts will come on for you so you won't get it twisted. I know you'll get it twisted. It ain't got y'all drinking either. I might be, but y'all, it's happy birthday time. But many of you was laughing that the whole idea was to turn people into zombies. When you look up the word zombie in a real dictionary, got a lot of deep meanings to it. Now, I didn't say this, but this is what's going around. And this is what they said, that these sound will cause the 5G to activate the virus, which got the mRNA virus and nanoparticles, and cause you to be under what they consider a zombie trance. A zombie trance means that your sorcerer, which would be the internet or 5G, would be controlling you. That is what the zombie means. Doesn't mean you might bite off, even though I just fought some zombies at the virtual reality here. In we won't get into that today, but we had a good time. And I'll tell you, it's a strange concept, but you know it's Halloween. And I told you, all who listened to me this month, we know what Halloween means. And guess what? You might think I'm joking, but we don't joke on the Helios. Everything we say is a fact, regardless if you can comprehend it or not. Listen carefully, because the zombie apocalypse may be real.
The zombie apocalypse may not be top of your mind, mm-hmm. but maybe it's something you want to consider. Thank you, Quincy. The CDC updating their tips to get you prepared. The actual CDC.
The actual CDC. So the extreme occurrence guidelines started as a bit of a tongue-in-cheek.
I thought I get to read this one.
Oh, well, I just, okay, go ahead.
Can you roll the prospectus a little bit? I'll read it right.
Here we go.
The extreme occurrence guidelines started as a tongue-in-cheek government campaign, period, and done reading.
Okay, you have to
done reading.
That.
Tongue-in-cheek.
There you go. Tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek. But now offers a practical, really a practical guide at any emergency, even zombies. They say the first step is creating an emergency kit with essentials to last several days, including water, non-perishable food, really with the video, non-perishable food, tools and supplies, as well as extra clothing, bedding, and all of your important documents. You shouldn't, like the zombies are going to read the documents.
Mm-hmm.
You should also create an emergency plan and emergency contacts with a meeting location. And this is really from the CDC.
This is from the CDC. So I've got a list of demands.
Now, that's out of, I think, Atlanta, did that show. And see, the CDC is in Atlanta, just so you know that. Now, why would the CDC and military be having strategic military taxpayers' money fighting zombies in assimilation? Because I know I just did assimilation. And my goodness, I'm trying to figure out what is it that they're trying to prove here. Y'all better go look that one up. And then last but not least, I got to play this one. And then I'm going to open the mics up. See, I'm so proud of many of you come on these programs. I really am. I'm not lying. I mean, because I thought many of you would not believe this because, of course, we normal people. You know, we normal people. We do normal things. So when we do outrageous things, it might scare people. But this right here, when I say on these shows, I know I scare a lot of people on these programs because it comes to fruition. They can't figure it. But this one here, we got to give credit to everybody out there in the Chicago area. Much love to you out there, Brother D, my brother who passed, Brother Shaw. I know he might not be there, but there's no way y'all could have gone along with the foolishness up there. It's impossible. I don't care if Obama was the president and came out your area. Listen to what is happening now, everybody. There is a great awakening, but the awakening is going to come with chaos because now they know you are awake. Listen carefully. This is Chicago waking up.
More than 20 buses alone. It was evident some aldermen are frustrated with the lack of communication from City Hall as migrants are being left in wards without any notice. Our political reporter Marianne Ahern is live at City Hall this afternoon with the very latest on the crisis. Marianne?
Good afternoon to both of you. Yes, just left a news conference with Mayor Johnson. He describes the situation as chaotic, noting that perhaps as many as 22 buses might arrive today. That would be the most ever. 10 buses yesterday. Ninth Ward Alderman Anthony Beal, he is completely fed up with receiving no notice. More than 80 migrants were left in Beal's ward at the 9th Police District over the weekend. Beal is concerned that women and children are there, and the police district is also where sex offenders come in person to register. Today, at the City Council meeting, Alderman Beal sent every new proposal from Mayor Johnson to the Rules Committee, forcing a delay.
Hopefully, the message gets across that you have to communicate, number one, and let the people know what's going on in these wards and what's going on with the migrants. They're not communicating with the aldermen about what's happening with the migrants.
It's absolutely fair to have better communications. I think the only issue I took with the ordinance was that it requires a sign-off by the alder, and so I think if you do that, you're limiting the opportunity for everyone to take on some of the sacrifice, and you're at a harder situation where there's more of a bottleneck because there's not enough places.
14 buses today. We're getting word that it could be as many as 22. You know, this is a growing crisis, not just for the city of Chicago, but for the entire globe. The population shift that we are experiencing as a result of the failure of federal policies is now impacting the people of Chicago in a very dramatic way.
There is also word today that some members of the City Council, as well as the mayor, plan to visit the border themselves very soon. They want to...
Now, did you hear that? This is the dude from Chicago who took Lori Lightfoot place. And now, he wouldn't say Biden administration because he's under the... I won't say what he's under, but you know what he's under. He'll kiss the ring. He cannot say Biden, otherwise it could be over for him. So he ended up saying federal government, which, okay, now what? And then the federal government, who is allowing them to be dropped off, and if y'all hear what's going on up there, they prostituting, having parties. I mean, they getting down. I don't know what y'all on to believe that this is going to be sustainable. That's their key word, sustainable. How is that sustainable, y'all? So y'all been playing, and now I got to open up the mics because it's playtime. It's the drive-over birthday party. We're about to get hot up in here. Y'all, we just starting up. Get it on. Get your drinks on. Get whatever you got to do. Football game, put it on mute because Chicago probably losing. I don't know. Somebody give me a score if you can. But go ahead, sister. You on the line. Welcome. Thank you. And join the party.
Clap your hands. It's your birthday. Clap your hands. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy
That's
birthday
it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yo. I mean, there's so much going on. It's like at warp speed now. Low key,
it's
y'all.
Speed.
I better
it's
check it
speed.
Out. Low key with the black tie keeper. And here and all, y'all better watch the multiverse tonight on Disney Plus. You know, they said, fuck it, we're going to tell everything now. Y'all say that the black man created everything. Then I guess Disney Plus is getting ready to confirm it. Y'all need to watch Low Key tonight. It's on right now, but when I'm off of this, I'm going to watch it. Go back and watch the end of the first part, if you got it, and then catch up to the next part, because this shit is deep. I'm telling you, it's deep. It's deep. Seriously. And it really, and if you look at it, you start putting the stuff together, you'd be like, wow, are you real seriously? Wow. But anyway, yeah, so much going on, the chaos and everything. Yes, they use us 24/7. They use us 24/7. Every time I go on the social media, all I see is black folks fighting all the fucking time. Yo, but it's not just the so-called black people. It's mad people doing the same thing. Mad people doing. The whole scene is just chaos every flick, flick, flick. Some of that shit be funny as fuck. But flick,
oh, yeah.
Flick, flick, you know, and that's all you seeing. And then you sit back and you say, after I had to put the phone down and be like, man, this is ridiculous. This weapon right here is working. their plan is working. The useless leader eaters, which is just about everybody, is working. They're recolonizing.
Go ahead.
The recolonization is working. Okay, they sending people in and out, and where they run into. They doing all kind of shit to get to America, all kind of stuff. They on there doing stupid stuff, and then trying to make like their country is better. And I'm like, well, if your country is better, why the fuck is you coming to America? Please let me know. And why you want us to go there?
Right.
And why they? And then why are they trying to pay people to come to their country? If it's so great, okay? But I didn't find out in Buffalo that they're paying people to come move to Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
You're in the Great Lakes.
To come
you're
move
in the Great
to Buffalo and live.
And
I realize that's why all these other beings is here, other nationalities is here, because they get paid to be here in Buffalo, New York. Right. And then they want us to call, right? You know, because they get ready to build the tunnel for everybody to go kill themselves in, you know, the tunnel. They're going to close off at 33 so everybody can drive in the tunnel, so you can kill your fucking selves even worse now.
Wow. Yeah,
you
we
got
heard about
mad
that.
Job getting ready to put out there so you can go and get you a job real quick, get you some money, you know, if
right.
you need it.
To build that, to build that tunnel.
To build
correct.
That death trap. To build that death trap. Go right ahead, because you got neighbors that's trying to shut the shit down because they getting ready to bomb it, and they not telling the people that what they doing. They getting ready to bomb, put dynamite and shit down there, and then tell, if it wasn't for the sister, Tanika, oh my God.
Yeah,
she's
out there saying
going in
to the family
that shit out there, one for her, you know what I'm saying? Nobody would know. And then they hate on her so bad. And they
I've met her
up and down this
I met her at the road.
So bad they cut her feet off every time. But anyways,
hold on.
Yeah.
She was at Funk Fest. She was kind of like a second host. I won't name everybody because some people get scared to be named on these programs like ours.
Right.
But she was there, but I met her at different, another setting, and
I,
she,
I was trying to tell her to catch up with the shows and stuff because she's got a lot, you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of stuff going on. She's right. They want to go right through Humboldt Park. They want to take over Humboldt Park, but go ahead. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, they do. All that real quick, pushing us out of everything now.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Because the money that's coming in, they paying these people. They paying the Ukrainians that came in, the Bangladesh, the Arabs. You know what I'm saying? They going around talking about, oh, we're uplifting the community, building it up and everything. Are you really? Are you the military forces that they allowed in to get rich? And sustain your family because you know what they're getting ready to do. Because Buffalo is about to become a smart city.
A smart
period.
City. You've been saying that.
Y'all want to know who's behind it?
Who?
You already put that shit out there.
but go ahead. Go ahead.
Y'all want to know who's behind it? Well, these witches are behind it, okay?
Ooh,
the wicked witch of the East and motherfucking Hillary Clinton and her. And all the rest of them bitches, and like you said, the CFR.
The wicked witches. Wicked witches came and they sat with the wicked witch of the West, because the wicked witch of the East, she was the good witch of the East, but the wicked witch of the West was the one. Y'all better read. Hey, the wicked witches have gotten together.
But you need to reverse that, because the wicked witch of the East is real.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, oh, it's real. Oh, it's real.
Real.
It's real.
They all wicked.
Now, hold on.
Ain't no good witch.
I'm going to get everybody here. I'm going to get a collage. Let me go to 187. I'm going to get the sisters in here. I got one. I got 6661. I got 7472. I told y'all I was going to catch in. I know y'all used to Thursday night, but guess what? We prime time, or they said prime time. Go ahead. We doing it right here. Go to 1-877. Go ahead. Hit it in there. Let me get some, make your points. Let me get some more. I know you got something to say for sure.
Yes, right, right. That's right. Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Yes, it. And, yeah, clap. Clap your hands.
That's right. You're breaking some good fruit on your birthday.
Oh yeah, this is about the time for it. It's time. Go ahead. Your turn.
Well, I just want to say that this has been one roller coaster week in our country. From McCarthy being banned out to Trump crazy charges, is not even charges, which is actually waking up a lot of people, especially people who've been in law, knowing it had been played by the criminal justice system and the judges, in Chicago, the lady in Chicago, and Trump trying to be speaker now, which I don't think is going to happen because Jim Jordan done stepped up to the plate. The Democrats and said, please save us, Jim. If you come, maybe he won't, So it's been a roller coaster. And now I'm listening to the show today. It's wonderful because of the fact that in order for us to grow as the black people, we must know our history. And we must start reading these bills and start looking at our community, because the Communist Party, like your article stated, it's been around since the 25, 30. They invested $300,000. Who knows how much that probably was, $3 million, in today's time, maybe $300 million.
Yeah,
they invested
$30 million. But could be $30 million. Go ahead.
Okay. They invested into the black community. Even back then, they knew that what black people don't realize how valuable we are. We are like a hot commodity, in shaping the United States of America. And the wise, they know that, because if they didn't know that, they would not be coming to us in the 20s. We've been free for how long? About 40, 50 years back then. They said, wait a minute, these black people are becoming a little bit more independent, smart, intelligent. We got to bring them, we got to dumb them down. So they came to them with the Communist Party, making them believe that they were, it's going to do some good for the black people. But in reality, they were playing the black people. And I didn't know until I read this article that these people made it to the United States Congress. They said back, you said two-thirds of the daggone Congress, the black people that came in, under this communist agenda. So that lets you know that these people have been planting this seed in our people for many, many, many years. So in defense of the black people, we have been manipulated, played. The white people, the white Americans here, the Democrat Party done told us, that the other people are the devils. They don't give a damn about them. They introduce them to communists, all the while playing against the economic future of the black community, And this right here article is really good because it was a wake-up to me, because I was like, damn. And here in Chicago, it's like they woke up, because at some point, even with the Communist Party, they did wake up as well. But they got so advanced that how many black congressmen right now do we know that support the communist fascist movement? Because if they were there, they were back then, they done had kids, and they done, this communist shit been it's like a little baby. No, it's like a damn seed. It's been growing and growing and growing. It's never left us. Black people now, they'll say, socialists got some great things about it. And then I downloaded it. I like that cartoon. I really never check out the pictures. But for some reason, I checked it out a little closer, because on your phone, you can't really see it too much. But I saw the first one, and I'm going to start spreading. Everybody on this line, if y'all can download what he said about the Democrat Party, what they standing for, and start spreading that, I am like Jesse Jackson. I am keeping hope alive after I watched that Chicago lady and the people
Jesse
in the community. They, you know what I mean? They in Chicago.
Jesse.
They saying they keeping hope alive. They gonna sue they suing them, and there's so many people in the community. You know what I mean?
The Jesse of all people, God damn.
Well, that I love that comment. Comment keep hope alive is very optimistic.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not standing behind, Jesse.
I'm just laughing at that slogan, keep hope alive, and the person who brought it was Jesse, just like he gave us African American. That came from Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, he fucked us up on that one, too.
Yeah, that came from Jesse Jackson, everybody. I don't care what y'all may believe, the word African American was coined by Jesse Jackson.
When he was running for president.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And I think he's a little dumb too, because he probably don't. I think a lot of these. See, looking at the Democrat Party, they don't select smart damn people. You know what I'm saying? They make sure they come after the dumb black people.
That's interesting.
They can manipulate.
And they make sure
they keep the schools.
They keep them all dumbed down. Right.
They got to keep them dumbed down. That's why that border's open. They bring them.
Yes. Take that same premise. I like how you put that. That premise is used in everyday life. They, even on your jobs, everybody, they know the blacks that will do you in. They won't put the blacks that will try to help you, which I can signify for sure. They'll put the blacks in that will keep that going. And I just don't go to all the government. Just check your own areas and see if that ain't true. But go ahead, finish up something, and we get some more calls. Finish up.
Yeah. So you know, in conclusion, I just think that this is a great eye awakener that you decide to bring this information. I think we need to keep hope alive and spread the truth that if all black people voted for Trump, I'm just calling it out.
Go ahead.
If y'all start spreading the word. And then all the blacks, but they don't have enough damn people to switch all those damn votes like that at one moment. We need like a united, like no other, to wake these and get rid of these damn black folks that's sitting in Congress. There's communists, socialists, fascists, don't give a damn about keeping them. They family rich and where they came, where they represent poor. Get those asses out. Just stop voting Democrat. Okay, just try y'all to vote for a different party. An independent or a Republican. I don't give a damn how black he is, how he
anything
in the civil rights movement. They even collided. You said civil. They even partner up with them. So when you hear that civil shit, just know it's communist.
Yes, the Communist Party. This is a fact. Don't get mad at me. These are facts. I don't want to tell you. You don't like facts? Oh well, go listen to the dumber shows. But it actually states that they decided to do the NAACP, mix it with the Negro League thing, and they said it was going to be communist. I mean, it's pretty obvious that this is not made up by me, her, talking crazy. These are facts. Good point you made there, sister. All you online, stay on the phone, online. Just know what to do. Mute yourself if you got to make any noise. If not, stay online. Before we get to the next two calls, which is going to be 661-6661 and then 7472. Got to, because, time, I know y'all getting tired. I want y'all to know it's Thursday night. We love y'all being with us, especially on my birthday night. We about to put it out. But you got this brother, I don't have so many great people on, including everybody on these lines, but just to have the people who made entrails into this occult information of giving, and occult is not a bad word. Occult means enlightened. That's all occult means. You should be glad to be in the occult. But you can't. I like to make things simple. You can't make it no simple. They use an order out of chaos. That's what is on your dollar bill. So if it's on your dollar bill, that means they're making your money your own chaos, because they're about to collapse this bad boy. And yet, only people saving them right now. Because there is a bill in Congress. I know y'all don't look this stuff up. And all you people in D.C., I don't know if we should listen to anybody from D.C. because they can't even vote. So why should we listen to y'all? have no idea at all. But, you know, it is what it is. They got a bill that they want to go against the central bank's digital currency. Oh, go look it up. I ain't making it up. It's real. It's real. That's why some of these things happening could be backfired. Just think for a minute that they want you and all of us to wake up, but you have to wake up quickly. That means that if they're telling you that the banking system is stealing your money and you don't wake up to it, whose fault is it? This is why they call it order out of chaos.
Man cannot move on this earth without two legs. He cannot do any work without two arms. You can't see very well without two eyes, two ears to hear correctly. So man cannot move around the earth without his two legs. Birds cannot fly without two wings. They can't do it while one wing don't work. They have to have two wings operating together, a left wing and right wing. And so we now know that this is how the world is actually being able to be moved. People in high powerful positions can move this whole world. Why? They can either move it to the left or to the right. The left is always the communistic and the right is always the nationalistic. As the what we call the National Socialist German Workers' Party, Nazis, or the Communist Party, which is the Democratic Party. Mm. And so it's been known that you can't go anywhere if you don't have two of everything. So if you're going to walk, you need two legs. And you can't walk on a glass surface with oil on it. It's just not going to work. You need friction. So if you can't walk on a marble or a glass floor, if it's got oil on it, why? Because there's no friction for you to walk. You need two different legs, and you need friction for you to walk and for you to move. So if the international bankers want to move the world towards something, they will cause friction. International friction or international strife and wars, it will cause kinds of wars between people, between religions, between governments. They are financing, organizing, and directing all of this wars and all the tragedies. And this is why even the Masonic Order has the term ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Mm-hmm. And this is why when I was a kid in school, when somebody would say something in high school and junior high, get a life or wake up, it meant that you were ignorant and ill-informed. You need to get an education. And so they make a television show. What was it called? In the 50s, that TV show was, Get Smart. Yeah, that's what it was. Get Smart. Mm-hmm. Well, in high school, for me, when I was a kid in high school, get smart. Somebody told you to get smart and implied, go get an education. Wake up, you're stupid. You're ignorant. Get smart. And so they make a television show in the 50s called Get Smart. And in Get Smart, there are two sides. There's an evil side and there's a good side. And what are the two sides in the television comedy, Get Smart? There was one was called Chaos. And the other was control. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's how you control people, is you cause chaos. Because if you walk on glass with oil, there's no friction. So you've got to have friction. You've got to have people fighting each other.
Can't get no easier for you. But on the Helios birthday special, let me go to 6661. You on the Helios. Can't get no easier. Can't tell it no easier. Can't
Man.
Give it to you no easier.
Amen. Hey, I wish you infinite blessings. Another trip around the sun, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing as we witness this grand occult
how they call it, the spell. They're doing a ritual right now, and the ritual that we've seen or that we're seeing is the chaos within the House of Republicans. You know, this month of the eighth month. We have eight, and then we have eight Republicans that sided with Democles, or whatever you want to call it. But that was the ritual between, remember, Caesar and Brutus et tu, Brute, and see, they double-crossed McCarthy. They're coming in with the chaos. They sided with the Democrats. That established chaos. We have saboteurs, Jack Bauer on all levels, man. And it's going down. It's going down big time. And we just sitting back watching it. And it's serious right now because we're at a serious point in our republic where it's now or never. And you have a lot of ignorant people. You know, you better wake up because it's going down. They ain't playing with us, and it's no holds barred. And this is at a point where it's really critical. And, you know, time is of the essence. There are going to be some who wake up, some who not. It's going down, bro. And I'm sitting back watching. I'm like the brother. I got my popcorn. I got the other. I got everything else with it. But I'm sitting back watching the chaos unfold, watching the secret agents. You know, secret agent Squirrel, Rocky Bullwinkle, Natasha, all that.
Yeah.
And it's right before you.
Remember that? Natasha, did you?
Rocky Bullwinkle and Natasha. Because they blamed it on Trump. They blamed it on Trump for he was supposed to be a so-called in cahoots with Putin. But now we find out that your boy, Joseph Biden, or whatever his name is, who knows, the clone or whatever, because many people have said he's clone. And when you look at him, he looks like two different people. One day he looked like he can't even stand up, and the next minute he looked like he in the fold. Now they're coming back and saying that, he was forced to build a border wall. But
yeah.
See, this is the cap. But ain't because, see, now... Yeah, he's saying that, he was forced to build the border wall. But see, when you post that clip maybe a couple, 2 months, 3 months ago, and you were saying that was actually the plan of the Socialist Party to flood this here Turtle Island with a massive population boom of others. And see, now once they flooded the market with all the fiat, and now because some of our cousins and our aunties took the PPE and don't want to work, and now soon, I don't know when, the money will be worthless and the new economic system hits. Because remember, when we talk about economics and your next door neighbor and where we would go, will we negotiate with them? It's been over seven. It's going on a point of 7 million migrants within these last couple of years. So you know what that does to the population of once the money is no good and these people start working for little or none. Because remember, they did it to us during the Marielle down here in South Florida. During the 80s, they brought in the flood. They undercut us because most of our people were the carpenters and the whatever. Yeah. We had an economic system where we were in that position. So they brought in the culture of the population that they let, that the Masonic brother Fidel, who was a graduate of Yale, and who has a son in Canada, they brought his people. He said, let the people out. So now you have the Latin community coming this way, and is 7 million plus, which outnumbers 3-1. And so when the new economic system hits, or the Fed dollar, they have a new economic system in place. And who knows how these people are going to vote. So now we as people, we don't have no kind of economic power. As the economic player said, the brother that who was in Jimmy Carter he was the economic advisor to Jimmy Carter. You know, he's saying that how we were going to be outplaced as people in the system, and they're doing it. And so now, when the economic system
Anderson
comes
was,
into play,
Claude Anderson.
There you go. So now we're going to be outplaced with no economic base, and these people are going to come in and do the same thing as us. I mean, as same thing as they did to us. And now, so when the money comes, the Fed coin or whatever comes into play, then we are going to be left out in the cold because we have no economic bargaining power because they've consolidated everything. And it's been planned for years, and it's coming down the pike. And, hey, you better learn another language. You better start negotiating. Hey, man, it's coming. It's here. I see
download
it in South Florida every day.
Download the translator.
I see this thing in the workplace. We're battling with people, and they're putting their people in place. But they have a loyalty factor. No matter how much they argue and whatever, they still coalesce and still stay true to who their people are. We get mad at each other. We don't speak to one another, and we hold grudges. And see, we cut our people off because we're stuck between who we are. We always fighting about I'm this and I'm that. No, if you got color, nigga, you black. You're a person of new color.
Now, you know better than I do. Again, I tell people all the time, that's a good concept, what you just said. We got to look at some things. Are we being told the proper history of these islands? Because if these
We're not.
These islands had people already on them that
on
looked
them.
Just like
they were known,
our cousins.
They were known as Taínos, and the Taínos were people of color, and they were indigenous to the land. So when they brought them not the numbers that they give you of people that transfer, you know, across the slave Atlantic trade, it was totally left, but there were people here, and they were Taínos, and they were known as the Caribs, cousins to the Olmecs and whatever indigenous population that was here on Turtle Island.
I want everybody to set this up for future because I know time for restraint, but what he just said, we're going to do a program there. I want you in charge of that program, bro, because I'm telling y'all right now, I go look up these names after we go to these places. I go look up the names they say, blah, 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 blah. That name is there. It's some other names. I even went further. It the whole old ancient maps. Y'all going to look up the old ancient maps. These people knew who they was. And so did the Vatican, Jesuits, and the Moors, and different other groups that came over. Because if y'all say Men of Musa sent somebody over here, obviously there was a intelligentsia of information that either Pangea, they broke off. They had to know that there was other people over here somehow through trade routes, whatever. So if they came over here, they never came back according to some people. But he had to have women. He ain't bring no women according to them. So he met women.
Yeah.
Whoever came over here from
that.
Y'all lying to yourselves by saying if somebody came over from Africa, that's okay, cool. But he ain't bring enough women to populate all
He didn't bring
Africa.
Enough.
Right.
He didn't bring enough. They brought what they could, and they intermingle with the natives that were over here, and that's
you
why when you look
women.
At When you look at Cuba and Dominican Republic and Haiti. And all them people, you look at some of the Latino people here, and they live like us, and they speak like us, and they know both languages. And they hear but they Latino.
Yeah,
they speak and they recognize
the training, right? Because of the training they got. The Latino word means Latin means Vatican control. Look it up. Go to the Latin dictionary or any type of.
Hey man, good to be back, bro. I've been thirsting for you. Come on.
We have a good
time.
Glad
to have you back, my brother. Happy Born Day for you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. You know what we do. We gonna get back when we get there, Miami for sure. Let me go to 7274 now.
Yeah.
7274. Go ahead. I'm gonna take a break after I hear from you because I go 7274. You on the air wheels?
Well, happy Earth Day, Dry Bones.
Thank you, man.
Day
much love
came
to you.
Onto the planet.
Yes.
You know,
I appreciate that love.
You came in after the day of two historical events.
Wow.
1957. The first artificial satellite was put into space by the Russians on October the 4th. The Gregorian calendar began in 1582 or 32 on October the 4th.
Wow.
See, and you know, the five on it, you know, Brother Eddie Harris, the number man, always talked about five. We got five on it. The part for you is that you bring five and five comes out to be 10. You the one. So the thing for you is that we have to begin to understand that what you're doing and you and Sister Antoinette in bringing us this communication of being able to come on to this blog show and communicate with the different regions. Oh, yeah. I sent you 2050 agenda and 2030 agenda for Buffalo,
did.
New York.
Yes, you did.
Look it up, and you'll see what's getting ready to happen.
Go ahead. Talk to
you
them.
You
got to
look ahead because that's how they plan. And the other part that we did with that test yesterday, the thing that we're looking at is they transmitted nationwide. And they transmitted a certain tone and frequency. And if you look up, the Rockefeller Institute implemented a nano pharmaceutical particle that is being used that is activated by frequency. So you're looking at that mRNA that's been given, that this is going to be the part in which is already in you, and you got to look at what Yale just did. Yale and Oregon University just came out with an aerosol vaccine that can be airborne.
You're
looking at if we breathe in enough of this stuff being in these urban areas and they turn up that frequency, these nanoparticles in your brain is going to react. And what they got is a new thing that's connected to the C-Jab. Is connected. It's called PRI-Prion. Prion is attacking the brain, and most of the people that having this brain attack is coming from them having the shot. So what we're looking at is this is the new form that they're doing because Tim trailing those nanoparticles, and now they've created the aerosol that people that didn't get the shot, you now have to watch out where you at and what you're breathing in. Because you get activated and you start breathing it in, guess what's going to happen when they turn that frequency up? So the thing that we're looking at, we're talking about Orange Man. Orange Man, you know, he's just that's the distraction.
Yep.
That is the magician. We over here looking at them and the Communist Party and the Democratic Party while they getting ready to get off the planet with SpaceX and sit back up in space stations and watch when they turn on that switch.
Now, I like how you put that because now they I think a couple of weeks ago before we took a break, we said that they went up in space with the Russians to a space station. So obviously this lie with the Russian shit is a lie. Because they are with the Russians if they go into space. Now you sent yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all, I sent it a bunch of y'all after you sent to me the patent. He showed the patent. Go ahead, brother. Explain that, how they plan on Arizona. And I read that after I looked it up, Australia is going to do forced aerosol vaccination. They're going to spray it over you. I seen it after right. He sent that, after Brother Kwame sent that, I said, man, it's too deep. Let me look some more. Other nations are already on top of it. Go ahead, brother. Tell them about it, please.
Right. And see, the thing, or that's why I said Rockefeller Institute was part of this chemical warfare by creating the nanoparticle that's activated by frequency. So when it's in you and that frequency is turned on, guess what's going to happen? You are going to be activated.
Yep. What we're looking at,
while they're making their monies off of this technology, that's why I said they put up in 1957 the Sputnik, the artificial satellite that turned around and started what? Eisenhower started DAPA. This is where the whole artificial intelligence came into being, because they had a master plan in putting this together. And even with the part of Orange Man making the fifth military force was called Space Force, because what are they doing? They're making law, international law, that's going to be above the earth, and who can harvest and mine and who can live and do whatever they're going to do in space until they get this planet clean.
Now, Space Force looks just like Star Trek, and we had Stacey Abrams from Georgia who actually went on Star Trek. Space Force is something that most people just act like they forgot about it because, of course, they only can remember so much, Brother Kwame. I'm coming to the conclusion that our brain can only comprehend a certain amount of things, because even though we say we can comprehend infancy, it's not been trained to do it because of the curse of what's
but
going on.
But it's not, and you're correct, because our brain is trained into where you learn by mouth to ear and reading. It's
right.
Not trained to be programmed by computer. This
That's
is the
right.
Information. You get information overload. The part that we have is, if you tell a kid to go get a dictionary, look up a word, all they're going to do is Google it. How do you know it's correct?
Right. No books, no
so
back.
The part that we're looking
right.
at, and we got to stop this one thing and talking about those people that's coming up from Turtle Island, from the South Americas and coming up. None of their ancestors came over here on a boat. They were all born here. So
yeah.
How are they immigrants, they aboriginal people, coming to the land that our ancestors have been on, and these invaders come and have us thinking they came to Ellis Island. Everybody that came to Ellis Island was an immigrant. Even when they came over on Plymouth Rock, they were immigrants. Everybody
yeah.
that was here that was red and black and brown was the original. And now we got the nerve to call our own people immigrants. Same thing they did when Katrina hit. What did they call the people that was in the flood zones and that? Look at these immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm
white
going to say that's a program that I think you should orchestrate on that one, because I'm going to tell you why I say that, because of the fact that you are so on point with it. But we got to go where, okay.
And
we gonna
Jesse
go
Jackson,
where?
Let me. Can I share with the sister?
Yeah,
Jesse,
go ahead.
She said, Jesse Jackson said Afro-American. That was in 732. Look it up. African-American been printed in and talked about since 1732. Jesse wasn't first. He just read a book.
Yeah, he read a book. I ain't saying he didn't read a book, but he brought it to the fruition, to the masses, because you're right. Now, of course, we look at you as being beyond Jesse Jackson. That's why I say we got some of the greatest scholars here on this program platform right now. I told you there's nothing new under the sun, so there you go, y'all. You just heard from him. Ain't nothing new under Helios. He just told you. Now,
I just sent it to you, so you can share it with the family.
When I get something, that's why I sent it to you. That's why we have you talking.
I'm giving you. We already know.
But hold on, stay with me. Because you got to be asking questions. Because who else am I asking? I mean, you like a senior statement. If you understand what I'm saying when I say this, I'm not saying that that there wasn't, but these tribal people, because again, we have learned already that the color game for us is a game. But to people who already seen most of their populations around them is already of color, they got a different concept about that. Because, okay, if I'm in Africa and I see all these African people, I don't care if they're the same color am I, because they try, but they got different belief systems, which I don't, that's something we and you, I hope y'all can put together for us, because how do we become able to learn these different constructs in different regions? And then we find out that they're very similar, but yet we still go to war with each other based on, like, the construct of what I could say, the women. Because if you got, like, all these fine women in North America, let's just deal with our area, Turtle Island. All these fine, you got the indigenous of the Seneca Indians, you got the South Carolina, you got all of them in the Carolinas. And you got Georgia, you got all these Gullahs, you got all these people. Based on the fact that their region seems to comprehend their value of what they should be called. Like if you're in the Sun Belt, you'd be called something else for somebody who's in the Cold Belt. How do we get some clarity to that? Because that's why you come in, because you are prolific with knowing what's going on with this ancient Turtle Island. I think that somehow we need to realize that, okay, different regions might have looked like each other, but they did not maybe eat the same meat that the Louisiana people might have met and the Senecas would have ate. Senecas got deer and buffalo and so forth. That's not down in the area. So do you think food and heat, environment got something to do with our, maybe because we look like we all melanated, but does that mean that the land might dictate our thinking? How you think about that? Give me your thoughts on how the land might dictate how we think, because it seems like people from each state think differently for some strange reason. They might look like Alabama, but Alabama don't look like how we think in New York. So you think how you think?
Right. And you're,
go ahead.
What you're talking about is what is called geology, because there's certain frequencies in a region in Florida that's different from the region in New York.
Right.
So
right.
You're going to get certain energies that come from your environment and
right.
the communication of language, because you have different settler states where you have the Appalachian people with Germans. You have the Irish and the Italians was in New York. So you got a certain dialect that people brought into the country, but also you were talking about the continent. They have different tribal languages. Languages
right.
is how these people have learned to communicate by being on a certain landmass, that there are certain energies in which they learn to speak, and by the climate. I went to Vietnam in 69. I woke up in a bar in Saigon after doing some heroin and looked at all these sisters with froze and miniskirts and black as I am, and if they didn't open their mouth, I would thought I was back home. But they were Cambodians.
I like how you put that. Hold on, y'all. We know it's birthday. We're going to give everybody a chance. Now, I got to play before we take this next. Stay with us, Brother Carmion. You know you ain't going nowhere. This is the song I'm going to play because Ken Weston, it's amazing to me that I have had Motown greats. We had the Tuskegee Airmen. One of the brothers just died, Brother Fauntleroy, a family member from the...
Billy Fauntleroy crossed
Jerry
over.
Jerry Fauntleroy, right, right.
Yeah, he was the youngest Tuskegee Airman that was still, I mean, there's still Tuskegee Garrison, but he was the youngest that ever joined the Air Corps when the Tuskegee Airmen were existing.
Right. So, I mean, we don't have these people on. We don't have these people on this program, and it's just a blessing. Ken Weston, love you. Could you please call me when you have an event earlier so I can get my ticket, please? I'm going to tell you that right there. So I hope you listen to this, Ken Weston, Motown Great. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this.
Mr. Ken Weston, the Black National Anthem.
The present has brought us facing the rising stars of new champions. Let us march on till victory is won. Don't need the road.
Difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I won't.
I'm going to stop right there. See, that was a prophecy. That man seen his death. Thank you, Ken Weston, who been on our program. Everybody we played so far, we played Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell been on this program. It's a blessed program, y'all. And I don't mean in the spooky terms y'all believe in church, but it's a blessed meaning that we don't have the elite on this program. Even those who've been in Atlanta, Ms. Jacqueline, who went the first model from Jet Magazine, was on this program. And she said she went to Russia. Y'all heard her. I got archives that will be famous one day when I die. I will leave that in a trust. We about to get it. Y'all ready? We about to get it in. 1997. We about to get hot up in here. She's making too much noise.
We have to be on the
way from there. Hello. Go ahead.
Yeah,
0997.
I was just listening to what you were saying. Hey, look, man, I'm one of these guys. I believe my people always been on this continent of America.
Absolutely.
You can call it what you like. The oldest artifacts in the world are found right here in North America. You got Kincaid's Cave. You got mounds all down in Louisiana. You got mounds up in Wisconsin, Ohio serpent mounds. You got so many things here. Now you got the Smithsonian Institute, and remember, we all been indoctrinated into the same schooling system. Rockefeller took over all our schooling, the University of Chicago.
And the
people that wrote the books, and it starts from the universities down. Most of the universities were white slavers or racist, call them what you like. All your presidents all the way down the line were eugenicists, and they were racist.
They were eugenicists, correct.
The whole thing, they had to write us out of history. They basically took us off the land when they started educating us. Now, these Mongols who sit on reservations today, they just proxies in this game because they're not the indigenous people from this continent. Most of these people that are running everything in America, they're all immigrants. The only people that are not immigrants are brothers that look like you and me. My people, my mama is from Louisiana, my daddy and them from Tennessee. And they always been, they still brags down in Tennessee. And all my mama's people still down in Louisiana. Always been there. Look, the reason we made a great exodus to the cities, they were so prejudiced in the South, and they were so, the law, and remember this, what they did too. You guys were talking about how people look. Remember, the Spanish conquistadors came here and raped all the women. So when they start talking to Hispanic mess and all that mess, and then they had black Mexicans, they still have black Mexicans.
They still do, yes.
They
were
indigenous to this continent just like us because they are part of us. But they remember, everything is based on a caste system too. And that caste system is the darker you are, the farther down you're on the totem pole. All this was started by Europeans. Now, if we go look at the founding fathers, you're going to find these boys were Masonic in nature. A bunch of them belonged to the Hellfire Club. They were satanists and Luciferian. These boys are something else. You got to look into Masonry. If you really want to see who these people are,
they move
a certain way. All these secret societies, that's what governs where we live right now. And when you start talking politics, they just let in maybe 7,000 immigrants into our country. Now, you can already see the difference. We have brothers that were homeless on the streets, no job. We got veterans laying around on the streets, no jobs. But you can bring in 7 million people and put them in the best hotels in all the cities. You fly them all over the place. They come here, you put them on airplanes and send them all over the United States. The Democrats are kind of desperate right now. They need new blood to play their communist game. Because the whole game they play is communism. If you really look at the Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. And see, you got to really go back and check it out. The red shirts, man. All the things that you see when these Europeans came in. Now, remember, you can't come to somebody's home and know how to grow food. They came here and learned everything they could. And that's another thing that got Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was demanding that you give us what's due us in our own country. And he told you that they made special schools for these Europeans to come over here. They taught them how to farm. They gave them special farm grants, gave them free land. Free land. Now, the land wasn't free because we was on the land. And the places that we own all through America, they built expressways through our towns. They flooded our towns. They had sundown towns where you couldn't even be out at sundown. These boys would roll into your community and say, look, if y'all don't get out of here by sundown, we going to kill all you mofos.
Yeah.
That's how tough our history is here. And because they don't teach it in school, most of the young people don't know what a sundown town is. I'm 67. No. I've seen many things in my day.
They all know the sundown town. They all through Florida.
They don't have no idea.
They all through Florida.
Remember, back in the old days when you traveled, you had to know where you was going when you was moving through this country. Because if you roll up in the wrong town, them old fays would give you the shit, boy. They would give you the hell. You had to be there. You only could stay at certain hotels. Motel,
John, that's the green book before that the green book, that's where go ahead, keep on.
But yeah, I ain't gonna go on because I could go on about this because most people don't know we standing on our own land. Everybody and these young men, they better realize this is our land right here. We are the Americans, or Americans, however you want to put it. We are the Indians, you know, that they speak of. Not the white Indians you see on TV. Those are movie Indians. Those are not Indians. Remember this. America, it was never at war with white Indians because there was no such thing. That they want to call them red man and throw you off, but you are the red man. Copper color man, you the red man.
Yeah, that's red. Right, because copper has a red tarnish on it when you look at it, good destiny. Now, I'm glad you said that because I'm going to say this to everybody out there because when I learned it, it was that, you know, I ain't that old, but I could tell you when I learned it, it said that Webster Dictionary stated that they took on the word American from the copper-colored people in Webster's first editions about there. Now, whatever edition was, it ain't the first one, but it's like very close. And so I'll tell anybody, I'm not really debating that no more because that is definitely a fact. That because even the census, y'all out there listening, if you look at the census, the white people that did come, they said, we have enough Negroes. We don't need Africa no more. This is a fact. So right there and there, let me know. Somebody, I said, somebody lying there. How we got them to believe that everybody came from Africa? The white folks themselves decided in different of the 13 colonies, they said, we got too many. They knew about immigration. They knew what immigration could do. They said, we got too many of them already. We going to stop slavery. That's when they realized that. That's what, that should have been your wake-up call for all you historians out there. If we got too many, then this lie that my... Go ahead.
Remember this. They had white slaves. They called them indentured servants, but they were slaves nonetheless.
They were slaves owning just as many
white slaves as they had white people owning slaves.
Now, they outlawed it,
so a black man couldn't own a slave.
Now, hold on, because I want you to understand this, because a lot of information out with the internet, I want you to realize that South Carolina, they had so many blacks that had slaves, y'all. I hope y'all go look up these records. South Carolina, North Carolina, the blacks that had slaves is almost phenomenal. So I just want y'all to realize, before y'all start just condemning of different ideologies, the first slaves were white people.
Slavery was universal, don't forget.
It was right, we try to make it sound like it's just black. Slavery was, Dr. Claude Anderson, you said earlier, somebody said he was, Dr. Claude Anderson, well-renowned, he told our black population, and they don't listen because they've been, I'm going to say Afrocentricism is a Jewish Khazarian mystification of our history. They knew that if they was the ones that was telling the history, that's the part I want y'all to realize what we played for y'all today. We told you that they started both the NAACP, Urban League, all black leaders was financed by them. What you think they was going to do? They were going to tell them. So Horowitz, which is Horowitz. Y'all should better look at Horowitz. He was the one that educated all of the so-called HBCUs. That's why HBCUs are the boule. This is common knowledge.
The Talented Kid.
Right. Steve Coakley died for this because he was one of the first to actually give us the in-depth of it. I hate to see the hell, but we try to get them on here. Yeah, we try to do the boule is the black people. The black people know they was here first. But they are a legion of people who made treaties with the pussy, which we will get into later on. See, the pussy is a treaty. I don't know why y'all don't know this by now, but this is common knowledge. To get in any country, including any country in the world today, you need a pussy. So what happens is if you go to any country right now, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, you're not owning anything until you marry one of their women. That's just a fact. So if you don't know that by now, and whatever age you are, or every age, that's why youth is dumb, except for, you know, those who homeschool. My kids know that the pussy is the ruler. You can't get into an old land without the pussy. That's just common sense.
Well, remember this. They sent those Europeans all over the world to impregnate our women to change the race.
Hold on. I know you know about it, but that's, who impregnated them first? Didn't the Moors impregnate them first? See, that's why I keep telling people, this is factual. The Moors and even black women, men in this country. Look at Jack Johnson, the boxer, everybody. Just look at Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson was screwing up to 5 to 15 women white a year when he was champion. This is a fact. I want y'all to know that Frederick Douglass, he was fucking white women through the whole time he was talking about championing our rights. I mean, I see sex got to go along with the history, y'all. You can't just talk about history without the sex part. And that's what we're going to do this more this year. I'm going to show you why they have brainwashed it, because the black woman today hates you. I don't know how you don't know this, because if she's the one who sold the birthright, because you got to get into any indigenous land was matriotic. They was given it. If the woman told them, Shaka Zulu told you that, and Shaka Zulu, South Africa said, his mother said, you know, look what she ran the whole goddamn kingdom. I don't see how y'all could forget the women part and only want God to be a man. Now, I got a problem. I went to some funerals. I went to some churches. I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to take a break after this. Take one more call. I got 9451. Don't you find it strange that men will want to hear that God is a man and God made you? How a fucking man made you? Tell me that, everybody out there listening today. How a goddamn man made you? And that's how you know you ain't thinking. Because if you believe this bullshit, that a man is God, and he ain't got no cohort, then you are totally dumb. Every Indian indigenous story I read thus far, and I went to the Holy Land, where all them supposed, I went to South Dakota, where all the Blackfoot, all that shit is at, and all this shit, the Moors, and all this Wichitas. The women, I think Queen Mother Moore was the ruler. Wasn't she the ruler, Queen Mother Moore? And so I know y'all can't be thinking, if y'all thinking men is God.
Well, just remember, when the Moors got ran out of Europe, they ran to America, and they brought them, Europeans followed them right in over here.
Right in over here.
They came here because they knew it was melanated people here, but they let them out.
Absolutely. They knew it because the maps show it. I got maps people gave me. I copyrighted them. See, that's why I say, people, y'all, I mean, we just don't run our mouths on these shows. We got the facts. This was called Turtle Island. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. There ain't no doubt about that. The fact is, a man from St. Louis, which is the Grand Orient State, which is why they got the St. Louis. Look at the name, St. Louis, and then do the research and come back to me. Turtles were everywhere. That's why turtles on South Florida. You kill a turtle habitat in South Florida, your ass going to jail. You could be gangster all you want. You going to jail. Kill them turtle sanctuary. They all over. They got it roped off. You go walk across that shit, your ass is done. Play with me with the facts. So I know what Turtle Island is about. So it's all over the place. And those you got turtles in your area, why do you think the turtle? It's called a tarpaulin. That's why they call it tarpaulin. You see, the turtles is a snapping turtle. They kill you slow. They can snap your... The turtle is so slow and precision. They're one of the oldest mammals on the planet Earth is turtles. I don't know if y'all know that or not. Don't care, because obviously you ain't studying Turtle Island properly if you don't know turtles are one of the oldest mammals on fucking North America. Now, I'm about to have fun with y'all because I love this shit. This is my love. Now, this is better than sex to me because I can get off mentally. My dick don't have to worry about it, but my mind do. So I'm about to get hot with y'all because this is amazing to me that y'all could talk about Turtle Island. Don't realize that they sanctuaries all over the beaches. Ask anybody who's been on the real beach, fuck with a turtle, see what happened to you. Is I making this up, everybody? Y'all from my, I got the lines open. Anybody been to Miami? No, you mess with a turtle, your ass going to jail immediately.
Well, when I was going to school, every class I had up until junior high school had turtles in the class. Everybody's had turtles in their classrooms.
That's right. Turtle was one of the major, what to call it, reptile, whatever y'all want to call it, in classrooms, along with snakes and rats, because that's what we dissected, hamsters. I remember the old days, we actually dissected real shit, but not today. You ain't going to do that today because your minds, your children's minds, because most of you have offsprings. I'm going to talk to all y'all today. Y'all got offsprings. Y'all don't teach the offsprings this stuff. Y'all don't even want to kill an animal in front of them, which is unreal to me. You got to eat, don't you? Even if you make, say you vegetables, you still got to kill the vegetables to eat them, don't you? That's killing. See, that's why you know we ain't really comprehended. Because just because you eat vegetables, you got to kill the vegetable and eat it immediately. Otherwise, it loses its nutrition. So if you don't have a farm to kill the vegetables right away, what do you think is happening to the vegetables, everybody out there listening in Wonderland out here? Think about that one. Brother, y'all, I got the lines on. Let me go 9-4 before I go even deeper, because I'm going deep because it's my birthday. You know, like, for those who know me, that we have a good time. Thank goodness. You got to detach from the Matrix, everybody, just like the Matrix movie. You cannot stay in the Matrix all day long. Otherwise, you will go crazy and have high blood pressure. 9-4-5-1, you are on the Helios.
You hear me, bro?
I hear you loud and clear.
What's going on, man? It's Thomas, man. What's good with you?
Good. You always good. So we know how we roll. Go ahead, man. Talk to him.
Yo, man, happy anniversary of your born day, brother.
Appreciate that, you know, love. What I'm saying? Like that. Yes, yes.
Yeah, man. And welcome back. You know, you get to go through another cycle again, see some more shit happen, you know? And
yeah,
most
like
importantly,
do some more shit
you get to make some more art, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's right.
Like you were
that's
saying
right.
earlier, what you got, you know, your archives, which is art, you know what I'm saying? So that you're leaving that behind. So, you know, a man lives forever through his art. And that's how you become a god as a man, you know, as a mortal man. You still talking about Imhotep, right? You still talking about people through their art, you know?
You
so
go.
That's how you live forever, man. But right here in Manhattan, we have Turtle Bay, right? That's all from 42nd Street. To the river, East River, 42nd Street to 3rd Avenue, and it goes from 42nd to East 53rd. So that whole area right there, that's Turtle Bay, and you know what's in that area, right?
That's deep.
You know what's in that area?
No, tell me, because I don't know. You in that area more than me, so we'll go ahead and tell
us. Oh,
me.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the area that houses the United Nations.
Oh,
Turtle Bay. Yeah, and they said if you do the research, they'll say when they first got here, you know, and saw the people they call Manhattan, the Aboriginal people, they said that area had more turtles per capita than any place in the world.
Mm.
You know, just but they you know, these people ate them all. You know what I'm saying?
Turtle soup.
Yeah. Man.
Yes, right. Yeah,
turtle soup, all that.
Yeah.
I never bought that Mansa Musa story, man, because like the brother was just saying, I think that we are the Aboriginal Americans here, and you know, hey, if we really the descendants of the Indians, and those is our ancestors, ain't nobody coming here with all that gold and not getting stuck up. It's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's just more of that out of Africa.
I like how you put that. That you wear that much gold.
Go down, bro. Not gonna happen. And also, man, yo, this stuff with the immigrants. I still heard the people in Chicago. I heard the little clip of the town hall meeting and all that. The poor people. And I'm like, yo, in the 80s and 90s, this would have never happened, bro. Never, man. No one was getting off no bus. Ain't no food, nothing, no water, nothing going in that park, man. Nothing moving. Police going to protect them, and we going to get the police. It's just, it ain't going down like that, man. It's just, this generation is a little, I don't get it, man. I saw a bunch of women and old men talking at the thing. I'm like, where the young people at, man, with the energy, man? Like, man, you know what I'm saying? But the people coming here, I have a problem, but I don't have a problem. Like Kwame was saying, the people from the Americas that, you know, these people put a borderline across the map that said this is the United States at some point. Those people, I don't have a problem with coming here, right? Do have a problem with them taking our resources, but when I look at the the footage of who's coming here, I see Africans, and I see a bunch of Asians. So now those I do have a problem with. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, yo, how you? I just read the article on Monday when I did the show with Beth. They have in Turkey, they get from Africa to Turkey, and then it's a $12,000 trip to make that trip. Then it's a $10,000 flight from Turkey to Bogota, Colombia, Bogota, whatever they call that, the capital down there.
Yeah.
So once they get to Colombia, they get to, like, Ecuador, where they don't have any extradition laws.
Bogota,
yeah. And once they get there, they get to Ecuador, so they have to pay someone to get them from there to Ecuador, because Ecuador doesn't have any laws against immigration, and they stay there until they pay someone another $10,000 to get them from Ecuador up to the point where they could walk across the border. That's $30-some thousand. How do you do that $30-some thousand?
Because they finance.
Look like that.
They got to be financed.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. Like, this ain't right. So then you look at it. They say that Biden's administration is financing these flights, bro. From Turkey. They call it the Biden Express. Look up the Biden Express flights from Turkey to Bogota. You know what I'm saying? Crazy, bro. This is crazy. This is, but we need some people to get... Like, what I saw in Staten Island when they went in, and this is the Italians, they all got arrested, but they knew they was getting arrested because they went in. And they get off the bus at your own risk. You know what I'm saying? They had their chains and bats. Let them off the bus. Let them off. You know, of course, they didn't get off that bus. It's going to have to come to that. You know what I'm saying? It's sad,
That's what Chicago said too. I heard Chicago got a lot. Go ahead, finish up.
Chicago. You know they get it in. So, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm seeing here in New York, all over the streets, all over the trains, everywhere I look, it's none but Africans and a lot of Asians, be them Indians or Chinese looking people.
I don't see that many
Spanish people. They look, the Spanish people they sent here from Venezuela, I mean, they look Dominican, and you know, like they could pretty much fit into what we already got, so they just blend in. But what I'm seeing too many of is Africans and Chinese people. I'm like, how the hell are they getting over here? Because y'all can't just swim across or get on a tire from China. Now, that's a damn long trip. And
that's
y'all got a lot of money over there. So how y'all getting over here? And y'all never see them in the shelters, right? You notice that, right? They get
never,
over here and get taken care of right away.
Yes. Good point there, my brother. Good point there, right there.
Very last point I want to make, man. Very last one, man. That flood in New York was done on purpose. When you see I know you up in Buffalo sometime. I know somebody in South Florida who knows you, man. I mentioned you. He's like, I know him. Yeah, but the flood of New York. Now, all for the month, was Mayor Adams and that Hochul chick.
Yeah.
He was begging Biden for money, complaining, started throwing the Democratic Party under the bus, right? Because the problem got out of hand, right?
Stopped,
and then
they started fighting
with each other,
right?
Because he wanted more money. So all of a sudden, we get this flood, right? The rainstorm was bad, but I've been in way worse rainstorms than that. So I'm like, why everything flood? Like, this wasn't that much damn rain. So everything floods. They declare state of emergency. Biden gives them the exact amount of money they needed. Boom, right there, because he can't get the money without going through Congress unless it's a state of emergency, right? Because he could institute FEMA and all types of things, which the president has control of. Congress doesn't have any control of. So New York gets the money. Right away, he says, okay, we're going to clear the sewers now. See, so they close the sewers. If you close the sewers just in strategic areas to cause flooding, so cars can't move, trains back up, total chaos in New York. A few hours, get your money, everything open back up. I said that was smooth, yeah, man.
That was smooth, wasn't it? And it made it look good, because when I got up to your area, where I'm at now, they took those of you who don't know, my New York is have underground, so much underground, that they have to take the manhole covers off, otherwise they would explode. They took all the man covers off, made it all. Yeah, go ahead. I seen it. Go ahead. I'm here with you. Go ahead. They sure did.
Yeah,
the man covers,
I had to.
The man covers hole came off. You know? Did you notice that? I don't know if you paid. See, I work with water, so y'all took y'all man covers off. All of them went off to make sure.
I noticed that.
I work with water, baby.
Trains, what they did was they flooded the tunnel to the trains, right? So all the trains from, and really they didn't have to flood the tunnel. All they had to do was say they was flooded. Who gonna know?
Who
right?
gonna know?
So all the
That's
trains
right.
here go from Brooklyn to Manhattan.
That's
right.
Right.
So now you got, people might not understand that Brooklyn is the size of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn is huge. A lot, 2.7, 2.8 million people.
That's
they
right.
can't get to work.
They
Everything
can't get to work.
Everything in Manhattan is paralyzed, right? They had, all the, for them to get to work, they got to go through Queens, which backs all the traffic up, right? So it just caused total chaos. Just woke you out. That's all they needed to do to shut down the whole economy or the whole
that's right.
east side of the country. Because,
that's right.
you know, as
that's
a
right.
city, New York City alone by itself, just Manhattan, not the rest of the boroughs, Manhattan by itself would be like the fifth largest state.
Yeah.
As far as GDP. So I'll mute myself, man. Peace.
No. I'm good. I'm glad now. I heard that now, because now other thing I happened in, since I've been up here, it's not, remember, I'm in two different sectors. Buffalo is on the west. For those of you who don't know New York State good, we on the west, Niagara Falls side. They on the east side. They just killed a dude from Antifa. No news coverage, I guarantee y'all, except they news here. Even brought, he got caught. Yes, he got caught today. Everybody, they caught the dude today. He all on film. They show they got him on camera. But I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something. This is all orchestrated. All orchestrated to the man, like he just said, up here, because all the way you get to Poughkeepsie, it rained. Parts of them, they dry as hell. So I talk on what I know to be, because I'm here with him. But I'm gonna tell you what y'all don't know. That's cool. They did all that, but I'm gonna show you the power they got. They got Oprah. I'm gonna play this before I let y'all go. I'm gonna get some more callers. Before we get to, I know it's late, it ain't Sunday. But Oprah and The Rock are 90 seconds. Oprah and The Rock are liars, y'all. They liars. They liars. And you niggas believe all celebrities. Celebrities are stars. They die out. That's why it's called celebrity.
This is shocking.
Every day I wonder if the Red Cross can kick me out. I did everything. I followed FEMA. I followed Red Cross. I still have no housing. I don't know where I'm going. There is no rental that I can afford. I got to pay my mortgage. I got to pay on rental that's doubled in the last 3 weeks.
Because right now we're being told we got 30 days. That spikes your anxiety. It stops the healing process. It's hard to be a good parent, a good spouse, a good friend when you think in 30 days you're about to get displaced.
My granddaughter, Isabella, has been escaped. The inferno of that fire when her mom was 9 months pregnant. My grandson Xavier was born 10 days after the fire. He has lived in three different places. He's got two more days at his current location, and he has to move again. That will be place number four. He is a month old.
Yes, 56 days since the Maui wildfire. Where are the missing children? What is the actual amount of casualties? How many children were perished? Where are the parents of the missing children? Why nobody has been held accountable? Why the Lucas are claiming that the death count is much higher? Now Judge Green has taken up a decision to return Tories in this area. According to this article I recently came across, yes, the planned return of Tories to West Maui is only 5 days away, and many Lahaina fire survivors believing and feeling that this date is too early.
Now let me tell you what will happen on October 8th. Very little. We started slowly. It's 2 months out from the, you know, the date of the tragedy, and giving people clarity helps. The October 8th in many ways is just as much about November and December as it is about October, because it takes time. It takes like 4 to 6 weeks for anyone to make significant plans. We already, just so you know, have tourists in West Maui. For anyone who thinks that we don't, they just are not fully informed. There are tourists at some of the hotels, and it's going to be a blend, because a lot of what we're doing right now is helping people recover. What people did see in the first couple weeks of this tragedy is something that's never been done elsewhere. We had about 80% of those that were displaced go into hotels. Usually it's 5 to 10% get housed by FEMA and Red Cross, and they shared that with me. So, like I said, this is just a gentle start. As everyone is aware, I'm sure by now, the mayor decided to phase the process in. So I believe only one or maybe two hotels will be fully opened on that date, on the 8th. And then gradually, he's told me, over the course of the month of October, the others will open. But I will give you a different number. It's 8,773. That's the number of people, 8,773, that are now unemployed as a result of the fire. And these individuals need to be able to take care of their families, care for their children. And it's my job as governor to support them.
Yes, I honestly don't see this to be okay. It is not right for you to take up a decision so fast. You have not even given time for these people to recover.
I come here along with Councilwoman Paulton as one who has been affected, but not to the degree to which the families behind me have been affected who came here from West Maui, who've lost everything. It's because of lack of liquidity and agency. It's because of hard deadlines and messaging that the community is being forced into this position. It's because of this, no mortgage relief, no closing of the loopholes for rental evictions, no relief for businesses, no commercial relief. You can't have an economy unless these are the things our economy needs to stabilize. There's action that can be taken to stabilize our economy now that is not being taken. And now what you have as a result of hard deadlines and worldwide announcements is a community pitted against each other, an island pitted against each other. One.
Order out of chaos in Hawaii. But y'all don't care. See, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I know y'all want to hear this, but I'm going to give you the prophecy anyway. Who cares? New York, y'all going to pay. I mean, you know how many people y'all got on that island? Imagine when y'all ready to eat each other, because you're going to do it. See, you didn't realize what escape from New York meant. That's why I love this shit. I said, these niggas got to be the dumbest people in the world. You out on an island, small as hell. Small as hell. I'm going to be bragging about how many people I got on a little ass island, because when they shut you off, it's going to be so easy. That was a drill. I told you it's a drill. See, none of y'all probably was in the military. Where Brother D and all y'all at? We going to put this out for you, Jay Helm. I gave people pamphlets. I'm so happy with my life. I die tomorrow, I can say I helped niggas. I did my part. Because ain't no way. Ain't no way.
It goes back further than that, because back in the early century when Jose Marti wrote this Shining City of Ours, and he was speaking on the Masonic principle, that shit was already drawn in play, because I'm gonna give you the last input, and that was shown in NAFTA with the North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement, which was between United States, Canada, and Mexico. Mm-hmm. Now,
when we look at immigration and whatever, that was already established coming into it. That was the Florida and whatever, the greater Lesser Antilles, that was the formation of new migration. So back then, looking at it, they had already established, like, in order to form the One World Coalition, which now they're naming the Global Citizens, then all that, when you look at it from a lot of Citibank and Chase and whatever, they're talking about becoming a global citizen. And when you look at that statement there, it's right there laid out for you. Like, it's mass, yeah, it's laid out, bro.
Laid out. And I'm going to say this to all y'all listening out there, because again, I told y'all, if you don't add the occult world to your history, you don't know history, period. It's just, you might just throw that shit away in your mind. So it's a fallacy. The occult world must be in it. That means the occult, all of it, good and evil, must be implemented in the history. Otherwise, what are you teaching? So now we got it where America, in the Bible and in all books, is actually the beacon of light. Only nations on the planet Earth who the citizens got the last power. Think about this, everybody. The citizens got the last power of defense. The last power of defense. Yes, the last power of defense. I'm going to say the last power of defense is held right here. That's why your Bible say, so shall the Son of Man shineth. He says, the sun shineth, rise in the east, but so shall it set in the west. Now, I don't know if you understand these things. That's your fault. If you ain't learned this by now, we ain't going to go into it. But I know if you ain't learned it by now, it's a shame. It's a damn shame. Now, let's keep it going, because I'm only going a little bit long, because I know everybody got a little work tomorrow. It is Friday. Go ahead. Somebody want to say something? I left the mic, so I ain't touch nobody's mic off.
I love the brother that was speaking not too long ago. Thank you for that, because you're absolutely right. And I want to say this. I feel like I'm in a video game right now. I play so many video games. I'm an ex-gamer. Siphon Filter is going on right now. They're already putting this shit in the air, y'all.
Yes, they are.
They do shit before they tell you they do it, because they got to test it. You got your Canada over there talking about they got all the people that was vaccinated got AIDS now. Don't fuck with them in Canada, y'all. I'm telling you.
Yeah, don't hit them. Can't be hitting them. Now, let's go what you just said, because hold on, you saying some
stuff.
It's
in the air. We need to be. Come on, y'all. It's something that ain't. I guess we can control it with what we eat and what we put in our bodies and how we cleanse it. But we need hazmat. We need hazmat tents outside our doors with the washing machine in the hallway where you got to wash your clothes and then you got to wash the washer and then you got to go in your house to chill. Then ain't no going to restaurants or none of that crap. You got to actually protect yourself now.
Now
you got to use your whole mask on your face with the whole suit like the Marines wear when they in the chemical battles and stuff. I'm telling you, I play these games and they doing this shit right now for real in real life. They're practicing that stuff. Just like they are practicing on infected people that are zombies. They're actually killing them so they can practice on them. They're doing real live shit. If you want to call it Christ actors or whatever they had
ain't no Christ actors.
Real live stuff like that.
Real live stuff on. Brother Kwame, go ahead. Go ahead on that one.
No, and the sister's correct, you know, and that's why I was sharing the information. But what we got to understand is they have something that's called frequency hygiene. Frequency, look it up. Frequency hygiene.
That's
just
deep.
Like we have hygiene for cleaning ourselves, but we don't smell and do that. We have to learn how to use the tools and being able to remove these. And this is with dealing with nature. This is why they have these metropolis or urban
which you're banned from nature. So that means you're disconnected from your medicine, because the first medicine is in nature, the plant medicine. And so the thing is being able to come into nature to be able to change the frequency that you're in, because you're in a toxic soup. It's like walking around, like she said, you're going to need hazmat suit to walk out your door because of the congestion of what they're toxifying the air. They're toxifying 5G, the five band that's around the five, they connect in the 5G towers. That's why they made that major transmission across the, so they can connect it all, even to the rural areas they're trying to get. This is why they're cutting down the trees and burning the trees, because trees break up the frequency. Trees break up the frequency because it's the first worldwide web. And the thing that we've got to be able to use is coming back to our natural environment. I've done, you know, for the last almost 3 weeks, I've been doing sweat lodges for people to clear that frequency off of them, because inside of that, you get up to a temperature over 190 degrees, you begin to sweat, not sitting in a steam bath or a sauna, you still in a toxic building. But when you come out and you do it in nature, you have a change of environment, and it detoxifies your body.
Well, if you need people to, I mean, if you're doing that, I'll be glad to stir people your way, because sweating is one of the first things of getting rid of toxins. That's just a fact. There's no way to get around that one. Yeah, sweating is definitely, salt baths, set sweating. I'm in South Florida. I have to say, I sweat a lot in South Florida. I have not sweated as much here in New York at all. I can tell you that right now. The heat difference is totally different than down where I live in regular. So I can see what you're saying. You was doing something in Arkansas. Maybe you should get that out there to those people. We need to
You did set a patron.
Somehow people, how much it costs, get it out there so we can patronize these institutions that are trying to help us. Before we, here's another caller. I don't know, 75474. I'm gonna let you go. You just jumped in. 5474. Go ahead. Before they cut us off.
Greetings.
I hear you right loud and clear.
It's very wise, family, for everyone to seek out a sweat lodge. Even if you have to go to Brother Kwame's campsite or sweat site, do that. Figure out how you can get a sweat. I've been with this for like 50 years. With the sweat lodge. It is very important, family. And that's all that I need to say. Thank us, Brother Kwame. I just appreciate you wholeheartedly, because you are a copper-colored person and you are doing what is necessary from your point of view to heal the planet. You're just one person. So, family, you research and find someone. If you can't get to Brother Kwame, you find someone who is reputable, and don't let him jerk your chain about the possibilities of all of this crap that has been instituted when it comes to sweat lodges.
Mm-hmm.
Do your homework. Reach out to Brother Kwame. Peace. Thank you.
Yeah, I think sweating is a great thing. It tells you toxins come out of sweat before it come out of anything else. So a beautiful thing there. Won't debate that one. Go ahead.
One thing I share with, and this is something we found out, even they know it in the medical industry. COVID could not live in a sweat lodge because it's over 190. It kills all basically viruses.
Well, it said they wanted to not go. It couldn't get the people who had high vitamin D, which is sun, And that's why I'm glad I'm in a lot of sunlight. I'm in the Sunshine State, so I tell you straight up, we ain't taking no COVID shot. We will go down fighting with that one. But those who have, which is a lot of people, it's over 600 and
it's
how much
airborne now.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Hey, Brother Kwame.
I know it's airborne. That means everybody in this line could get it. That's how dangerous this is. So that's why I say, if you say it's airborne, that means you, me, everybody in line.
I live in the forest.
Yeah,
Brother Kwame.
I don't think nobody. If you in Atlanta, let me say this.
Hello.
Oh, I got you. You next, sister. I'm gonna say this to everybody. I don't want nobody to believe that. I just don't think anybody could escape unless you in an underground tavern. If you in any city, because I was just here today and I watched five chemtrails go over this island. And I don't know what to tell you. I don't think anybody can tell me personally at all that you're going to be able to escape anything they do. You can talk a lot, but if you're getting a check, if you're getting any government help to live, then you're susceptible. So that's not. I don't want to give anybody any false illusion that I'm safe. No, I'm telling you that we all in danger right now. We on cold red. And in order for y'all to understand this is, if he just told you they flying over us, that means that, okay, they flying over, but then they got nanoparticles that can fly, y'all. I mean, we are into the hot top. I'm in the top side. I don't know where y'all at, but they got nanoparticles that can fly right near you and go right into your mouth if they really wanted to get you. There's no escape plan from what they're doing. If you really want to get deep into this talk conversation, which I'm not going to do tonight, but on a future conversation, I want y'all to tell me, all y'all on this line, what is nanoparticles? If the Brother Kwame just said they can spray us, what is a nanoparticle? That means that they spray a particle that can fly around, and it may not.
What goes up comes down.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how. I don't want y'all to deceive yourself, because remember the Bible say, and I'm not using the Bible in a Christian way. I'm using the Bible as a occult way. It says that it'll fool the very elect. That means people who even think they got the answer. We ain't got the answer. We that's why I do these programs, because it's more than just saying that you can escape this. I'm telling you, they fly over every friggin' state. I went to. Somebody who know I'm telling the truth, they ain't got to say nothing, but they know all y'all listening, I don't have to lie. I went through 8 states on the eastern seaboard to go to a convention, just driving, because I ain't had no time to get the plane. It was already fucked up. I go through 8 states. Every state I went through was chemtrailing. Every state. From when I got to Philly all the way down to Florida, they chemtrailed every state we hit. So I'm trying to figure out, to all y'all listening, if we don't even stop that, how are you going to stop that? That's the question I want to ask all y'all. So listen, don't answer today, at a future program. If they chemtrailing, ain't nobody upset with that? That's the first problem right there. Brother Kwame said they're going to shoot the vaccine from the chemtrail. So we already know. And the second one is, you around, ain't all y'all around cell phone towers? I guarantee you, are you in your zip code? If you tell me where you really live, I bet I find a cell phone tower right near your house. Guaranteed. So I don't want to hear that bullshit either. Second, third one, before we let the show go. 5G is all around you. We on a 5G frequency now. I'm not fooling myself no longer. I already know we on a 5G frequency. That's the only way I can get this information out to y'all, because we don't have no other way to get it to everybody. So you on a 5G frequency. If you took the shot, I don't know who took it. You don't got to tell me. Ain't my business. If you took the shot, you are the first. Now, this air thing, I don't know about as of how they're going to get everybody to get to swallow this thing. But let's just say Australia. I just read recently, because Brother Kwame sent it. I looked it up. Australia is damn near going to force their population. It's called... Just like Brother Kwame said, we ain't going to take nothing away from what he said. I said, he talking the fact. I'm telling you, now that he told you the fact, what's your defense? The fact said they're going to do this. Your defense is what? You ain't got to tell me, because you don't even know it yourself right now. So your defense of them spraying this is what? Don't tell me now. Let's do a future show. And secondly, I want to hear from everybody after we, how are you going to look at food differently if everybody is pretty much okay with eating plant-based food for some strange reason? Because you've been brainwashed that plants is the earth god or something. I mean, because, I mean, like, you don't want to drink nothing like, you know, if the Africans, the other people that y'all worship, even our indigenous people ate animals. Our indigenous people ate the buffalo. Let's just deal with the buffalo, because I'm from Buffalo. They ate the buffalo.
Ain't no buffalo in New York.
Yeah, not no more. But let's go with the premise of what they had before it was killed. They knew they was eating it. That's why they killed it. I mean, let's be honest. In war, if I know you eat something and I kill it off, that's going to affect you psychologically. So that's what they did. That's not hard to see. I mean, I'm not that bright in military law jurisdiction, but I know enough to know that I would kill your basic stuff to kill you because you used to this. So if I kill off the buffalo, because I'm going to use my area, of course I'm going to be psychologically damaged. I have no more meat supply, no more animal using the bones to create bow and arrows. I don't have no more able to use their skin for teepees. I mean, obviously, if you kill what people eat, you're going to affect them. And that's why I told y'all today.
But you ain't introduced. You see, the thing was with that, they introduced cattle, sheep, pigs, all of that came on the boat with them.
Okay, let's do pigs, because I know everybody likes the pigs. But the Haitians had the black pig, which was eating volcanic ash, that made that nation one of the richest nations on the planet Earth by eating pigs. So I'm trying to figure out the reason why they got poor, because the Arabs from the Moorish Empire decided pigs was illegal and started telling them they had to kill the pigs. So I'm not going to debate that the Chinese eat pigs. The Chinese, are you going to tell the Chinese that who eat pigs way more than we do, supposedly?
Well,
how are you going to tell a nation what to eat? I'm done with that. I don't even tell a nation what to eat no more, because the Chinese are more powerful than we are, and they eat pigs all day long. So how do we make – see, I'm trying to get us to where we teach the same but different. I mean, how do we tell people that the pig is bad when every nation – that I've been to, including the Caribbean, is eating the pig? I mean, I go to Jamaica.
The pigs don't have any veins.
It's what they
the pigs
do.
Okay,
so
they don't have any veins. Okay, so why
have
Chinese? Why Bruce Lee?
A pig.
Why Bruce Lee them live long?
Snake can't kill a pig. A poisonous snake can't kill a pig.
Okay, why did Bruce Lee them eat it? Why did Bruce Lee and his people eat it?
They eat rats too, man.
Okay, so you gonna judge them because you don't eat it? Because Bruce Lee and family.
I'm not judging them, but that's what I would classify that as unclean flesh, man.
Okay, let's go there, because we're gonna have a program on this, because y'all make the programs. I don't make the program. I listen to y'all. I make a program out of what y'all say. You said that. Okay, so let's go with the
A circulatory system. It has no veins. Poisonous snake, run from a pig or eat that poison, it won't be man.
Okay, but some people,
that pig is a bad boy.
So what about the people who eat the snakes, like the India, parts of Africa, Asia, Malaysia, Thailand? If they eat the snakes, then what do you say to them?
Well, but see, the thing that's happening, domesticated is what we're challenged by, because when you domesticate it and take it out of its natural eating environment, and you start putting hormones and shots and feeding it other dead animals, then you toxify the meat.
Okay,
but
hold
when
on.
It's in its natural environment, it gives it. It does not have that toxicity.
Okay, now let's go with that premise, because I like what you just said. Let's go with
a pig will eat you, man. A pig will eat you. A pig will eat
they
its own
are
baby.
Hold on. You ain't got to prove that to me, because I had a tape that was taken off YouTube. I watched people. Someone sent this to me years ago. When YouTube. They in the Philippines, they had eaten a man. They skinned his legs. They were so precision in taking the meat off that human being. And it was called, remember back in the day when you could watch us, what they call smut films? I wanted to see how a person would kill somebody. I said, let me, I'll go and watch it. I said, man, these people are precision. How do you know how to kill
mafia,
perfectly? Go ahead.
The mafia had pig farms in order to get rid of the bodies of the people they killed so they wouldn't have
correct.
No evidence.
Correct. Now, I ain't got no problem with that belief system, what you just said, because I know it to be true. Because the pigs
the
eat, the
about
pigs eat everything.
Of death.
Right. The
faces
pigs eat
death
everything.
Sure
faces
mean
of death.
Eating the
back
brains
the day,
of a monkey,
face,
a live
right.
monkey.
That's right. Now, you're going to tell me the Africans.
All I know
eat,
is they spraying that shit over top of us. Everybody
yeah.
unclean.
Everybody unclean. Thank you.
Everybody
now, I want somebody
unclean.
To get. Thank you, sister. It took a sister
we ain't
to say,
stopped it.
You ain't stopped
we
it.
Ain't my, stopped
that,
it.
That's, that, thank you. Thank you, sister. I just want to get everybody to understand that facts do matter. The facts show that, yeah, you might be right, but the facts show that we ain't stopping it. Ain't no protest to the chemtrails. Prince talked about it. I mean, we talked about it before Prince, but who am I? Then I think, what's the name? Dick Gregory was mentioning it as well. He did. We watch a...
Prince mentioned it. He's dead.
Yeah. So I just want to tell people... I mean, I know what you're saying ain't lying, but I'm just telling you that you have come, we have all, not just you, we have all come complacent and watched this to our own demise. So I come to grips with my reality that if I keep watching this, I know I'm one person. They're going to kill me. But see, it's going to take, that's why we lift every voice and sing with Kim Weston. See, you have to complain just like Chicago doing it now. Because they see the ramification is they're going to kill them. See, once a species see that they're going to be killed off by what's happening to them, which I told you is going to happen, common sense will tell you that. If a species realize they're about to be killed off, they become defensive. That's just in your body mechanism. You become defensive. You ain't got defense because you know why we ain't defensive yet? Because we spoiled, just like the Bible say. The Bible say you are spoiled. You are just so gluttony. You got enough food right now. You don't care about nothing. As long as you can get a whatever you can eat, I don't care what you eat. But I'm just saying what I know. As long as you got able to go get some food tomorrow, you ain't giving a damn about shit, y'all. That's the problem.
Hey,
when
look,
you start to starve,
most of your food is
you
bioengineered anyway.
Yeah. You know, regardless of bioengineered, when you can't eat, my brother.
Your water is full of chlorine.
Right. They don't care.
Fluoride.
They care? They're only going to care when they can't get no water. And that's what y'all going to be around. People like you who care. You care. I understand that. You care. So when people like you care, you're going to remember you around people who I told you they zombies. But you don't want to hear that. See, most of y'all don't. I told you zombies don't mean it like you watch it on TV. It means they go along with anything and will kill you if you complain about what they go along with. So you got to be careful where you live. I don't know where y'all live at, but you got to be careful saying to y'all people that's going as these zombies going to develop, rock my words. You will see that they will be mad at you when you tell them that they eating wrong or they doing this wrong. They're going to kill you. Count on it. Because they're going to say to you that out there listening that that's why they killed all the saints. All the saints were martyrs. Because you know that you were eating wrong. I agree with you. But you better buy food to eat yourself and don't tell nobody. I'm getting ready to tell y'all how to use espionage. I ain't got time to tell you how to love our neighbors because our neighbors going to kill you. Your neighbors ain't you. That's why it's called neighbors. We about to take a break. We about to get out of here. I'm going to tell you right now, we about to bring the reality to y'all. We got so many shows. We going to Fort Negro in St. Augustine, first black fort that fought them off. Why nobody talk about Fort Negro? I will be there soon to show you that our people was not punks and y'all got our people all fagged out like we just took a ass kicking. That's a lie. We killed so many people over here that's the reason why they would hate for you to wake up. And you won't wake up because you know why? Because your family is just as crazy and they are zombies. And you are scared of them.
That's the first guerrilla fighters, the symbols of the first guerrilla warfare.
Yes,
that's
right.
That's the Marines
you,
who created from. Those
that's
some
right.
bad boys down there. They wasn't
that's
trying.
Right. That's right. Guerrilla warfare in every nation on the planet Earth, if you don't know this, you have to understand that the person that looked like you the most is the first enemy.
I ain't going to say no more. I'm going to let Sam Cook tell you because he experienced it. Good night, everybody.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come.